Shabbat Shalom. How many of you read ahead for the week coming up from the Parsha? Anybody? Great. They have so much, and they cover so much. But in this particular one, I want to look at the ordination. I want to back up a little bit to chapter 8 and start in verse 31. Moses then said to Aaron and his sons, "Cook the meat at the entrance to the tent of meeting and eat it there with the bread of the basket of an ordination offerings, as I commanded, saying, 'Aaron and his sons are to eat it.' Then burn up the rest of the meat and the bread. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days until the days of your ordination are completed, for your ordination will last 7 days. What has been done today was commanded by the Lord to make atonement for you. You must stay at the entrance to the tent of meeting day and night for 7 days and do what the Lord requires so you will not die. For that is what I have commanded." So Aaron and his sons did everything the Lord commanded through Moses. On the 8th day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf for your sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. Then say to the Israelites, 'Take a male goat for your sin offering, a calf and a lamb, both a year old and without defect, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for a fellowship offering, to sacrifice before the Lord, together with a grain offering mixed with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you." How wonderful. But I am so glad I do not have to go through all that to meet with God or to be ordained. On the 8th day, following the 7 days of their inauguration or their ordination, Aaron and his sons began to officiate as priests. A fire issues forth from God to consume the offerings on the altar, and the presence of God comes to dwell in the tabernacle. Through this parsha, Aaron's two elder sons, Nadav and Abihu, offer strange fire before God, which he commanded them not, and died before God. Aaron is silent in this face of tragedy. His silence was a heartbreaking expression in grief. He does not know what to make of the situation. But Moses reminds him in chapter 10, verse 3, "Among those who approach me, I will be proved holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored." Our God is a God of order. He specifically lays out instructions for a variety of things. Aaron's sons saw God consume the sacrifice and wanted to offer one of their own. They were commanded not to, and they used strange fire or profane fire. Fire that was not from the altar. Now, Exodus mentions several times that the fire in the altar was to burn continuously. God wanted a perpetual fire there. One reason the ongoing fire was so important was that it was started directly by God. Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down. The fire on the altar, therefore, served as a constant reminder of God's power. It was a gift from heaven. No other source of fire was acceptable to God. Again, in Numbers 3:4, it's called profane fire. The continuously burning divine fire at the altar of burnt offering helped remind the Israelites of the reality of God's presence and of their need for God. The sacred fire endured throughout the 40 years in the desert and likely beyond that as tabernacle worship continued until the time of King Solomon. And Solomon built the temple. When the temple was dedicated, God once again lit the fire on the altar. You can read about that in 2 Chronicles 7. Verse 1, it says, as soon as Solomon finished his prayer, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Nadab and Abihu, hope I'm pronouncing them correctly, disregarded the solemn and exacting instruction that they had been given. They filled their censers with fire that did not originate from the holy fire of the altar. They entered the tabernacle with profane fire, a common fire that afforded them no protection, and they instantly perished. This was such a serious violation that they were not even to be mourned. So what can we take away from this? I think several things. Too often today, the leadership in the churches, the pastors in the churches, to them, it's a job. I heard a small video a while back. Richie Furey put it up about, it was a study of the pastors in the churches. And I don't know, I can't remember the exact percentages, but it was high. 30%, 40% of pastors today do not believe in the virgin birth. They do not believe that the Word of God is infallible. They do not believe that Yeshua rose from the dead. Those people remind me of this. And we live in a time of God's grace, that when somebody comes up here that is not prepared, that God doesn't strike them down. But I've seen too many career pastors in today's churches. We don't have to jump through the hoops and through the ceremonial preparations to come into the presence of God. But shouldn't we prepare ourselves and our hearts before coming to worship Him? Shouldn't we have a correct attitude when we enter this building or any other facility that we go to worship God? In the book of Psalms, it is written, O come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Worship is not entertainment. It's not glitz and glamour and smoke machines and mirrors. I've seen that too, unfortunately, in some churches. It's not playtime. It's not a time to have a private conversation with others about worldly affairs. It's time to meet and worship our God. In addition, let me share this with you, and I can attest to this for me, for Mike Johnson, for Pastor Sam, for Chris, for Dell, for Malachi. Not one person that comes up here to share, to our commentary, a sermon, the worship team, we just don't come up here and do it. We prepare ourselves beforehand. Some people think Sam only works 1 or 2 days a week. No. No. I'm sorry. I've been in ministry too long to tell you how many hours are involved. Whether we share a parsha, lead worship, or bring the sermon, preparation is the utmost important thing. Prayer, first and foremost. The study of God's Word, and then prayer again. Practice, and then prayer. The leadership here is no different than anybody else. We all need to prepare to meet with God. Shabbat Shalom. Would somebody please bring me a bulletin? I don't know where...